And then there were birds who lived almost maybe all summer in the Winnisk River. And later on, there were the hundreds of families. And then there were Kostatsins. These were the families who were make living close to the bay area because of the fur trapping, because of the fox trapping mostly. So these were the family names that we can remember. But these family names change. As I say, Asokamik begin Max, and then Shekhabwe then begin Patrick's. And this happens 1930, when the first treaty came, because people didn't have no last name before. They only have one name. Then when the missionaries converted these families, they gave them the Christian name. And then they have their native name as a surname. Before that, before Christianization, before conversion of our ancestors in the Winnisk River system, they have names of their own, and in fact, they could change their name three times in their lifetime. And it was difficult to keep one name. Family name then was not very easy to trace. So that's the Winnisk. And from 1934 to 1952, the tradition remained almost the same, except that our people were more using Hudson Bay processed foods. I mean flour, sugar, and tea, and some candies, and sometimes a little bit of crude stuff, canned food. But these were not yet depended upon up to 1945. And it was later when another event came to Winnisk, that Winnisk area people begin to stay more to the Hudson Bay settlement and the RC Church. These were the factors which brings our ancestors to become community people. That's when they begin to lose their tradition. That's what the white man does to you. Anyway, this tape recording is almost over. I am going to change my tune. I am going to just try to fill this tape. And quickly, I am going to say what happened then. In 1954-55, the radar station was built in Winnisk, and most of the families who were trapping were forced to stay in the settlement of Winnisk. It is not their community yet. They still have their homes in the wilderness. And then finally, after the radar station was closed, most of the people did not go back to their trap line. Some left the Winnisk community to go south and look for some employment. And then they never return. And names like Matthews, there's no Matthew names, and there's Sutherlands who left and they didn't come back. And then there are other family groups that didn't come back. Only the birds remain, and the gulls and the hunters and Costagians. Those were actually the last group of the Winnisk area people. They were the very recently, just the last 30 years ago. Now let us turn this tape over. I will continue on the other side.